Biz News Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's Elliot Brown here in the Essex Business Radio studio, here for another one of these amazing C19 How We Deal With It, where I'm chatting to people absolutely everywhere and having amazing conversations. Amazing is going to be the word, you'll find out why in a second, about how COVID-19, how Corona has affected everybody, the impact it's had on them, the pivot, the change they've had to make in their lives, and any ideas and tips and advice they may well have for you guys out there, not just for your personal life, but in business as well. And today, joining me from just outside Colorado Springs, this is an interesting story, is Tim Winders. Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
Hello, Elliot. Great to hear. It's amazing to be here, by the way.
The reason the joke is there, and I'm quite happy to say it because I'm a real guy, is I messed up the first take. And I started saying amazing, amazing. It was just too much amazing. But yeah, it is amazing. And it's amazing that you've joined me here, joined me for this chat.
Amazing. It's okay to have fun during these times, isn't it? Can't we still laugh and have fun?
Yeah. No, we've got to. Listen, we've got to keep laughing. Laughing is releases endorphins, makes us feel good, and keeps us young.
Amen. Amen. Very young and vibrant. And we have a lot of options and things going on. There's challenges, but we get to pursue what we still would like to do while we're staying at home.
Yeah. Yeah. And talking about what you like to do, staying at home, your home is slightly different from most. You're a nomad, which I absolutely love that whole concept. So tell us a little bit about where you are living right now and why and what you do.
Sure. My wife and I, we actually live, travel, and work in our RV, recreational vehicle, motorhome. And it's, people always want to know, how big is it? It's 39 feet. It's not real big if you live in it full time, but
that's,
I'm
pretty
sitting,
big.
Yeah, as we're talking, I'm in the passenger seat, which is my office. My wife has an office towards the back middle, and we have our bedroom, and we are nomads. We travel and work. Of course, we're stationary right now because we're advised to by all of our officials and trying to be safe, but we have that option. And so I think that's the question you're asking. We've technically been nomads since 2013.
Yeah.
We've actually lived this way since early part of 2019, late 2018 is when we moved into our RV.
Oh, okay. Okay. And you've because the reason you are a coach is you've had some difficult times, some difficult experiences, and starting when things obviously went belly up, over 10 years ago. And that's why you do your coaching, right? Because of what you understand and what you've learned from your experiences.
Yeah, in some ways, Elliot, I really, in a lot of ways, have been a coach all my life. You know, some people just have the gene that they want to, what I say is I reach inside people and I pull out the greatness or the potential that's in there, either in the organization, the company, or the individual. Uh-huh. So I've always had that, but you know, sometimes you need to get punched in the nose to really have a perspective on the value of life and the value of the opportunities we have. And in 2008, we had three real estate companies, primarily in the southern U.S., just outside of Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
The valuation of the real estate, I don't mind saying, was over $15 million in 08. That was a bubble, so keep that in mind. But we had that in equity. We had two other seven-figure businesses. And a few years later, all that was gone, and we were homeless. That's one word to use. We like nomad. It sounds better, but we were homeless, living initially in a Honda van, traveling. And that's led us to this simple, but yet still doing a lot of great things life. And yes, I've got business clients that I work with. And I believe that the value of what we went through helps my perspective personally with what's going on right now, and also with the clients and the people that I interact with.
Yeah, definitely. I know, absolutely agree with you. I mean, you're talking about being punched in the nose for people to realize. I think, you know, that's a great analogy. We've all been punched in the nose right now. This is a time to sort of shake your head and go, wow, what's going on? What can we do with this situation? So are you working with your clients a lot at the moment that feel like they have been punched and they are sort of, you know, a bit punch drunk? That's why we're on that. It's a good analogy after analogy. Is that what you've been doing quite a lot of in the last few weeks?
Yeah, there's some clients that are still doing well in different industries, but I've got a call just later today with a client that they're in the vacation rental, short-term rental market.
Right. Wow.
And literally within a matter of days after our president in our country announced that this is a bigger issue than everyone thought.
Yep.
They lost over 300,000 in reservations and business during the time of year, spring break, that is critical for them. And we've got some, I've kind of got a formula for it if you want to hear it. Please do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Individuals and organizations right now need to, first of all, survive. What do you need to do to survive? And that's cut costs, look at where the cash reserves are, you know, what all is going on. That's number one. The next is a word I use, which is now. And I'll say now is the time that many of the things that you have most likely needed to do to structure your business, your personal life, whatever, now is most likely the time. That's a wake up call. And then the final word is thrive. So I'm really taking through myself and everybody I interact with through that process. And so we're kind of still in survive mode with this client because we've lost a large percentage of their business during a time that they receive 80% of their revenue.
Yeah, of course.
And then kind of a sidebar, I'm also in the ministry and I'm on the board of a ministry that we've got a board meeting shortly after this call.
Yeah.
That's a different perspective. This ministry, they send volunteers into elder care facilities, Elliot.
Oh, right.
To just spend time with people there that never get visitors, and unfortunately, and we know that that's a very, very challenging segment of our population that we're told we can't go visit.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So there's two examples of just the impact with organizations that I'm involved with, not just to mention, you know, personally, I'm hunkered down here in Colorado and we are told we can't move right now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what's around you right there? I mean, we were talking before we started recording. You said the weather's been very up and down. What is around you? What can you see out of your windows right now?
Well, we're right on the front range of the Colorado Rockies, which,
oh, really?
If anyone's ever seen it, it's stunning. We're a few miles away from Pikes Peak, which is a 14,000 foot peak, one of the 14,000 foot mountains in Colorado. Still snow capped, still beautiful. I can't quite see it from my window. I'm pointing to my right, but can't quite see it, but I can see some hills and things like that. So we're close to obviously very natural beauty. We're actually in an area that is pretty remote. We're 2 miles off of a main road that's about 20 miles south of the city. So
right,
we are secluded. We are social distancing.
Yeah, to the extreme.
I joke with people, we were social distancing probably before it was cool, and yeah, now we're probably living a great social distancing lifestyle. So
yeah.
So that paints the picture. I mean, we're in an RV park, so we're plugged in with electricity and things like that. But I'm looking around and I don't see any other people. I see some other RVs similar to ours, but that paints you a little bit of picture of where we are. There's some wildlife and nature around us. Good yeah. chance that a gaggle of turkeys could walk by. If you hear that in the background, then don't be alarmed.
I mean, there are worse places to be stuck, to be fair, isn't there? I mean, the fluctuation of temperature, as you were saying before, from cold to warm is maybe not ideal, but you know, it could be a lot worse. So yeah, you're used to moving about and you're also used to being in there. So the isolation side of things, you know, hasn't necessarily impacted you quite as much as it would do where people are commuting and things like that, right?
No, it doesn't. You know, my wife and I've been married for over 30 years to my wife, and we've been in business for ourselves in various forms since that time. So we've mostly worked from our homes, mostly worked side by side. So that's not really unique to us. I am my wife and I, more the extrovert. I love doing what we're doing right now and speaking.
Yeah.
And she would be more the introvert. She really is saying, you know, I'm really enjoying this time. It's nice and quiet and things like that. But
yeah,
but really, Elliot, what I've noticed is that what we're doing right now has had so much value on me personally for my mood, my mindset.
Okay.
But also it just helps us reach out to people and do some productive things while we're told, which we're not used to being told, our society, we're not used to being told,
no,
stay home. That's something. I mean, here over on our side of the pond, I don't know how they're doing on your side, but there's some people that are getting pretty restless about being told they have to stay home. And it's because maybe we're just a little rebellious by nature, but we're doing okay. I have noticed that my mood at times can get a little bit down. And I think it's more than I'm grieving for maybe my clients, for just what's going on in the world. You know, there is some bad stuff going on. There's great stuff, but there's bad stuff. And I think it just is weighing on me a little bit.
I think it does with all of us. I mean, I had a couple of days ago, I had a bad day. I'm not going to fluff over or cover over the cracks. It was a bad day. I didn't feel great at all. And I'd been perfectly fine, you know, but then to be fair, as I said, I'm not sure whether I said to you before, but I've been sort of isolated rejigging the business and doing what I was doing for a couple of years anyway. So I'd had days like that anyway, as an entrepreneur, and, you know, and you over get overwhelmed and you over think things and you try to do too much and you work until 4 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, you do those things anyway. And I think a lot of people are doing this. There's a lot of people that are utilizing the time well. There's a lot of people that are just basically switching off and doing nothing. And then I think there's other people that probably a little bit like you and I, that we want to think about more things that we can do. And sometimes it's probably a little bit too much. But you were saying that you even you're reflecting a little bit right now and maybe looking at how you can do things a little bit better. Your clients and things like that, you know, what are they like? How are you dealing with those people, and what are you doing and sort of advising them on what they can do to sort of change their mindset and help them?
Yeah, well, it runs the gamut. You know, there are various stages, and you know, there are a lot of people right now that they're in denial. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. There's some people that are in this stage of I don't think anything's going on. This is all fake. You know, whatever, media generated hype, whatever. Yeah. And there may be a little bit of that. I'm not going to go down that road, but there's some of that. And then there's also anger. There's a lot of people that are really angry because this is impacting them very quickly. And then there's some people that are kind of in this is a stage that's really interesting to me. You know, we have this term PTSD that we throw around in our society, you know, post-traumatic syndrome that's used with a lot of soldiers and people in battle. And, and my son made this observation. He actually lives in an RV, travels also. And we went to a store recently, and we walked around and noticed people just in a little bit of a state of just quiet, lethargic, not getting close to each other. And I'm used to walking up. I'm a hugger and I love to get around people, and I'm afraid to even get near people now. Yes. And he just kind of, I said, boy, it's like people are in PTSD. And he said, no, it's more like MTSD, mid traumatic syndrome, because we don't necessarily see a path out just yet.
Yeah.
So when you ask about the clients, what we're basically doing is, I'm going to go back to that formula I mentioned earlier. What do we need to do to survive? I mean, yesterday with a client, we were looking at every bit of overhead they currently have, negotiating with their landlord, negotiating with some contracts that they have in place, seeing what we could do to get some relief. You know, we've got some assistance here in our country that they're giving to some businesses, or trying their best.
Is it, if and it's reaching so, them? Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's in the survive stage, but I've got other clients that we are really positioning for some new business models. Mm. I'll give you an example. I had a client that he's in the real estate space. We were about to have an event in Palm Springs, California, beautiful place, by the way,
beautiful,
in Southern California, towards the end of April, May. I don't know when this will be airing, but anyway, in that time frame, we looked at it two, three, four weeks ago, actually right when this hit, and said, no, we've got to pull the plug. Let's go virtual. And so we now are having the most incredible Thrive conversations about what we could do to go virtual. We used to have two events a year. The more we're looking at this virtual event, we could do 5, 6, 8.
Yeah.
We could
put
them up on, we could do evergreen. We can do it, and we could, you know, do what we're doing to offer our services. So anyway, I don't know if that helps answer the question, but it really depends on where people are.
Yeah.
If someone needs survive mode, we talk about survive. If there's something they can be doing now, we look at now. But if it's thrive, let's start putting some new practices in place, some new marketing, some new business models, so that we can position ourselves for whatever's next that we don't really know.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I think this is the time to be looking at how to change things and improve them. And this has definitely been a theme throughout many of the podcasts that I've done on this subject. That a lot of people are definitely saying, if they're not already doing it themselves, is look at how you can change, look at how you can pivot, look how you can make the most of this situation to evaluate what you were doing, or look at how you can change your business, and hugely about going online, of course. Now, online has been a massive thing anyway over the last sort of 5 to 10 years. I mean, it's getting bigger. This is going to change retail. It's going to change online where people thought they were safe, and it's going to allow other people to come in. And you're talking about virtual. There's going to be a lot of virtual work. I mean, look at how natural this is for us to meet and have a conversation. Lots of people are doing this. People that didn't even like doing this are doing it. My mother hardly ever spoke to me on FaceTime. I speak to her virtually every day now on FaceTime because I don't see her. She lives in the south of Spain. But it's becoming so normal that today I've even had a conference call with a client, a potential new client, about actually providing a service that is going to be based like this, instead of doing a webinar or a seminar, actually doing something like this where it is a lot more engaging, it's quite natural, and having a conversation. And I feel that's going to be a big thing moving forward. I'm interested to see on the virtual side what you're talking about there. I think that's going to grow. It's going to grow hugely. It won't necessarily be cheaper. I think it will initially, until people latch onto it and they start growing it and making it a bigger thing. But it's a lot easier to manage, I think, because it's technology in essence, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And there's so many, listen, I think I heard this recently, so I don't know if this is accurate, that Shakespeare wrote King Lear during the plague because all the theaters and everything was shut down.
Oh, really?
There are ideas. Someone might want to check us on that, but it's a great story, and
it sounds really good. I'm going to stay with it.
And so many other inventions and things came forth during times like this, when people that are already bright, people that are already creative, that have that energy. And this is a big thing, Elliot, that I believe, that they are not as distracted, hopefully. They're putting away the streaming services. They're putting away, the devices, and just having some quiet time to just allow that creativity to build and grow and to come up with witty, clever, incredible inventions that, in my opinion, we will look back 12, 18, 24 months from now. And I do believe we're in for some rough times economically.
Oh, yeah.
But I think some incredible things are going to come out of this. And I would be remiss. Can I share one quick thing about something I learned from the 08? All right. This is very, I've reflected on this greatly, and I hope it will minister to at least one person. I realized that a mistake that I made in 08, we had very successful businesses. We saw what was coming. We knew it was going to be ugly. Didn't think it would be as ugly as it was.
Yeah.
But Elliot, one of the things that I did, because I'm very optimistic, and I know many entrepreneurs and business people are, is that I didn't allow myself to do some of the deep analysis I needed to do to really pick apart some of the things we were doing. I was always waking up thinking today is the day that everything turns around. And we had over 100 pieces of real estate. We had clients all over the country and really the world. We had overhead with marketing in one of our businesses. We were spending almost $10,000 a month in Google ads.
Wow.
I needed to be a little less optimistic. There's something I use all the time. I say, thou shalt not fool thyself. It might be in the Bible. It might not. I'm not sure. I'm kind of a Bible scholar, but thou shalt not fool thyself. And I think this is a time to be optimistic, but also realistic with a sprinkle of it in that. And what I mean by that is, if you're one like I was that believes everything's going to work out, is always going to be awesome, get a mentor or talk to someone or sit down and really say, okay, let's pretend that we're in for like a 12 to 24 month real downturn. What are some of my overhead I might need to evaluate? Yeah. What are some of the things that I need to cut out? I'll give you a short example. My wife and I are really blessed with financial resources since our downturn. Uh-huh. And we have a very low overhead. And 2 weeks ago, I sat here and I said, let's look at what some of our subscription services are that we're paying.
Okay.
And we had signed up for Netflix and the Disney Plus, which is about $15 a month.
Yeah.
And I said, are you okay if I cancel that? And we've got plenty of money to take care of that. And yeah. I know this sounds weird to some people. I said, you know what? I think I would like to cancel that for two reasons. Number one, it's $15 a month. And number two, I don't want to really sit and watch that. I'd rather watch masterclass or educational things, and it'll force me not to have that distraction. Now, some people are going to go, oh my gosh, that's kind of weird, but that's just a small example of maybe just, maybe just kind of watching what you're consuming, watching your outgo, watching your resources, which finances are a big resource during times like this, and just watching them. And I just want to maybe share that message for the optimistic entrepreneurs out there that may need to just evaluate every once in a while. I'm not saying don't be optimistic, because man, there's going to be awesome things come.
Yeah.
I just don't want anybody to, you know, get some wounds or scars along the way while the awesome is materializing.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, I think from the vast experience that you've had over the last sort of 10, 12 years and that journey, that's their very wise words. And as you said, it's those, I don't know what the phrase is, something about saving pounds and blah, 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 whatever it is, dollars. I think what you're saying there is, you know, you just watch those little bits, have a little of those. If you don't need them and you can focus on something else, then why not? I think there's a lot to be taken from everything you've said today. I genuinely appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Tim, where can everybody find you?
Well, probably the best place, we also have a podcast. It's Seek, Go, Create. Just those three words, Seek, Go, Create. And they can find it at seekgocreate.com or any of the platforms that that people listen to podcasts. And we cover a lot of business, a lot of entrepreneur, and some of the things you're hearing me talk about, I've actually shared our background and story, so they could go there. And then also timwinders.com, they can go there and learn more about business coaching. And I've written a lot of articles and really shared a lot of our story very candidly, hopefully so it will be a blessing to people and encourage them and give them some hope.
Very interesting subject, because I've been talking over the last week about talking about more about myself actually and my journey, and maybe you and I'll have a chat about that. Maybe come on your podcast. That could be quite an interesting thing to do, because I've made some interesting decisions. Let's put it that way. Let's be diplomatic on this one. If I was doing the earlier shows that I did, then I would have sworn then, but I'm not doing it in this show. But I've made some pretty interesting decisions, but you learn from them. And I think there's a lot to be said from that. So I'm definitely going to be checking your podcast out. You'll of course share this out on your platforms as well, won't you, for us?
Absolutely.
It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today. I definitely want to learn more about you and find out more about you. So we're going to be getting to know each other more. And I'm pleased that we've had this medium that we're able to sort of get to know each other remotely.
Yes, it's been amazing.
It has been amazing. Tim, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much. There will be links around this, the post that we do, so you guys can find out more about Tim Winders and what he does, and also his podcast as well. I'll make sure there's the links there for you as well. And if you want to find out more about what we do here at Essex Business Radio, then you go and check out our website, www.essexbusinessradio.com, where you're going to find out a bit of a magazine site, but there's also all of our old and new podcasts on there, and links to social. And also you can download our free app, where you can listen to all of our podcasts, new and old, on the go on your phone. Tim, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
No problem at all. And I'm going to sign off for now. So it's ciao for now, Brown Cow.
Essex Business Radio with your host, Elliot Brown.